The 5-second data burst that ended side one, 2,000 English text words, would take me about 20 minutes to read at a comfortable speaking rate. Obviously, it wouldn't fit on even two sides of a 45 RPM record using conventional audio recording techniques. That's a plug for our system. But let's see what I can pack into about 2 minutes. The most important value of the data platter system is its capability to be used offline as a standalone mass storage peripheral to any human-operated terminal. It thereby offers you a new way to get around those unquotable, unpredictable, soaring system operating costs. Sure, the big thing today is get online to the CPU. Sure, there are many system applications where every remote terminal must always be online to interact with the database, like the airline seat reservation system, for instance. But the data platter record gives you an opportunity for the first time to study your expanding system operating requirements in the light of their incremental costs, and to come up with a system that does the job at the best buy for the dollar, with predictable, controllable costs.
Say, tell me more.
Okay. First, visualize the architecture and costs of your present data processing system. Remote terminals timeshare connected to the main computer site. That's dollars for communication lines. Concentrators to handle the calling load. That's dollars for interface hardware. Software for multi-programming, multi-processing in real time. That's dollars for programmers. More core storage and mass peripheral storage for housekeeping software, applications programs, and all the users' databases. That's big dollars for memory hardware.
Stop. You're depressing me.
Yes, and what's more depressing is that a large part of most databases doesn't have to be in the expensive read-write storage at the CPU. It's data which never, seldom, or at worst only periodically requires updating. But yet you keep it there and even add to it regularly. That doesn't make sense, does it?
I think you're getting ready to sell me something.
Wrong. You're going to sell yourself. Now, visualize the data platter system architecture. Your terminal can be a dazzling new alphanumeric graphic CRT, or the old reliable teletypewriter you already have. It can be a mini computer, or a simple numeric keyboard and line printer. The data player terminal interconnected to it is your new low-cost, random-access, mass-storage peripheral for the standard part of the database, now accessible at the no-cost push of a button from your data platter record. You'll also discover quickly that lots of other information, which you've been distributing on computer printouts, in books and tables and microforms, is far easier and more economical to use when it's put on a data platter. This includes lookup tables, statistics, schedules and rates.
Boss, I sure like this idea. Our girls can certainly become more efficient and more accurate if all the data they work with is in one place and they don't need to copy anything.
You've got a good point there.
Right. Eliminating transcription mistakes and improving operator efficiency are two big bonuses you earn when you invest in a data platter system. But there's another one that attacks those big dollar expense items I mentioned a while ago. You only go online to the CPU when you're ready to use its speed and power for processing or updating. You therefore substantially reduce all the time-sharing costs of line time, concentrator hardware, software and CPU mass storage.
Stop. You've sold me. This system is a winner. There's no data distribution technique that can compete with it in cost or capabilities. Sure, microforms and books can be mass duplicated, but they're certainly not machine readable. And mag tapes and mag disks and paper tapes and punched cards, the machine readable media we use now, they certainly can't be mass duplicated. I bet you've got a lot of people interested in this data platter thing.
We sure have. We've learned from our initial market exposure that this new data platter concept has broad applications. We're now talking to stockbrokers and doctors, engineers and educators, and data processing and line operating managers in insurance, finance, banking, medicine, distribution, government, transportation, manufacturing, communications. They're asking us to offer data platter solutions for every conceivable kind of database distribution problem. As I started to itemize before, this includes business data, histories, statistic material, medical records, mailing lists. What's your problem? How can we help you?
Well, I...
Oh, please don't hold back because you don't like being a pioneer. The system shown in the album is already in use. The terminal is in quantity production for ICV Inc. of New York under its trademark DataGuard Credit Validator, with the records mass-produced by CBS Columbia Records. They are installed at point-of-sale locations in Playboy Clubs and Kennedy's of New England clothing stores, and many other retail installations are in the offing. We'd be happy to give you an on-location demonstration and discussion of the data player concept. Once again, my name, Bob Paulson, address and phone number on the album. Come on and groove with us. Let us put your data on a platter.